And were you still intending to return to Singapore when you were fully trained?
Yes, I would. I was intending to go back, but after I completed my part one and two midwifery, I had applied to quite a few sick children's hospitals, and Great Ormond Street accepted me, and I thought, right, that's the mecca of children's nursing. I'm not going to turn the offer down. I wrote home to my parents, and they didn't reply to that particular letter. And I wrote home again the second time, and my father said that they wanted me home. But meanwhile, a very good friend of the family, she was matron of the St. Andrew's Children's Hospital in Singapore. My father approached her. She did nursing with my aunt, you see, so a friend of the family, and asked her that what were the prospects of me with my, if I went on to do sick children's nursing. And Auntie Molly, that's how we called her, turned on and said, let her do it. She told my parents to let me do it, hoping that when I went home, I'd go and work at St. Andrew's Sick Children's Hospital. Anyway, I applied to Great Ormond Street. I was accepted, and I started my training there in May 1965. I completed my training in June 1966, because it was a postgraduate course. After my course in London, I decided that I wanted to move out of London because I found it a very, very hectic life, and I was losing weight with all the comings and goings, the theatre tickets we got free, we used to enjoy all that. And a friend of mine who did midwifery with me, he came down to Great Ormond Street, did pediatrics with me. She came from Starbridge and she was going home. So I applied at the Corbett Hospital in Starbridge, and I got a post there. I stayed there for a while, and then a post came up in the East Birmingham Hospital, which is now Heartlands Hospital, on the children's ward. I applied for the post and I got a sister's post there at the East Birmingham Hospital children's ward. Whilst I was working there, I was introduced to my husband, got married, and left Birmingham prior to the birth of my son, my firstborn. He was born in January 1969.
How did you meet your husband?
Oh, a friend introduced us. But meanwhile, I was being courted by one of the doctors in the hospital. But I just don't know. I decided to... not to break it off with the doctor, because he was very, very stingy, whereas my husband was more generous.